Hi, I'm Dr. Poppy Moon. I'm an author, an illustrator, and an awesome professor of counseling at the University of West Alabama. Join me and my weenie dog Snoot as I give tips, techniques, and insight into the world of school counseling. So what I want to talk to you today is counselor burnout. And the reason that I decided I wanted to talk about it is because I had done a presentation recently for a school district, and all of the new younger counselors were up at the front, and they were just soaking in all the stuff from my presentation. But then at the very back of the room, we had some of those counselors who's probably been counselors for like 20, 25 years, right? And they're just riding it out. There's no freshness. There's no excitement anymore. It's just kind of like, you know, just leave me alone and let me get through it. And it bothered me because I had all these great things. I had some hands-on activities that we were working on together, and they wouldn't do the activities, and then they just sat in the back and talked. And I thought, you know, those counselors are burnt out. So I have some recommendations that I would like to give you just as a new counselor, or, you know, wherever you are in counseling, to make sure that you don't burn out, because that's one of the worst things that I think a counselor can do, is not to take care of themselves and get to the point where they don't even want to leave their office anymore. I remember I had one student from supervision say, "What do you do if you have a counselor that is always in their office with the door closed? What are they doing?" Well, I have actually felt that way a lot, and occasionally, you know, I've just, sometimes as a counselor, people take just so much out of you. They need you, and you're the only person really who can help with some of those things. So you get sucked into a lot of stuff, and it takes a whole lot of emotional energy to deal with that. Now, I have a best friend, Danielle, and she tries to explain it to her children as, you know, mom only has so many tablespoons of sugar for the day. And, you know, some things only cost like half of a spoon of sugar, but then there are other things that are bigger and they may, you know, cost two or three spoons of sugar. So over the course of the day doing the different things, that sugar starts to get emptied out. And on some days, if the sugar gets emptied out really early, then it's just a really stressful day and it's a stressful time because she doesn't have the energy or the internal motivation to want to get up and to continue doing things. And it's true, all of us get tired. So don't just think, oh, you know, counselor burnout only happens to old counselors. No, it can even happen to new counselors as well. But I think that I notice for myself when I start to get burnt out is, one, I want to close my door and I don't want anybody to bother me. And two, I don't look forward to doing classroom guidance. I'm just like, oh, I've got to go in the classroom and do the guidance and got to struggle with the kids to keep them, you know, on top of everything. And it just, you know, I feel that way too. Or if there's a kid that is sad or a group of kids that I need to see, and I'm just like, oh, I don't want to plan for that. I don't want to see them. I don't want to deal with them. And hey, that's okay. You know, don't ever feel like, as a counselor, because you are not feeling up to doing your job, don't ever think that you're a failure or that you're a bad counselor, anything like that. It's just that counseling is extremely intense and, you know, it can wear you down. So you need to be able to prepare for these times when you become burnt out. Now, the older counselors that were there, that were just kind of sifting through everything, I don't really have any advice for them because, you know, if you're just waiting for the clock to tick down and, you know, you're tenured, you're not going anywhere, you're not excited, and you don't have the joy that most true counselors are feeling. And, you know, I don't know what to say to them, honestly. Like, had I come in the presentation and gone back to them and said, hey, you know, what is up? What can I help you with? You know, they were just like, you know, who cares? So please don't ever become that counselor. Oh, no. Let's try to keep you from not getting burnt out, so then you won't be able to have that in the future. So I told you I started to notice that I'm burnt out when I start to not want to be around the kids or the administrators or the teachers. I just don't want to deal with it. So when that first happens, the very first thing that I like to do is take a Dios de los Muertos. Dr. Moon's Dios de los Muertos, because I like to say it. It's pretty fun. And actually, it's the day after Halloween, and it is the Day of the Dead. And you guys may have seen different things in Mexico. They have these neat little skulls and dressed up little skeleton people. And that's kind of the Day of the Dead theme that they have. So, well, what is the Dr. Moon's Day of the Dead? Sometimes when you're in a school, especially as a counselor, and you have so many people pulling you so many different ways, you start to feel like, oh, I have to be there every single day or the world will end. Yes, okay. It is nice for having you be there every day, but I promise you the world won't end. So I plan a Dias de los Muertos Day. And if I have anything that I really am concerned about that needs to be taken about, I'll go talk about to my principal or to teachers and let them know, hey, I'm not going to be here, you know, tomorrow. Just want to give you the heads up. Here's a video or, you know, an activity for your kids if I was going to come during that time, or I'll make it up when I get back. You know, just go ahead and set yourself up so people know that you're not going to be available that day. Then go home after school, and I remember, go home at 3:15, guys, or whatever time that is the last time that you have to stay at school, because you need your time to be a person. You need your time to be able to spend with your family or just be alone with yourself or with your pet and just kind of recharge. So, and this was funny, at the presentation, when I said, you need to leave at 3:15 and the work will be there for you again at 7:45, the old counselors in the back of the room just scoffed. Oh, I'm so indispensable. Oh, I couldn't possibly do that. Well, you know, we make ourselves dispensable or indispensable. So if you start off saying, you know, these are my hours, and you're not legally obligated to do anything after that time period because that's your job. Now, a rare exception would be if you had a student that was in crisis or something like that was going on and you had to deal with it, then yes, that would be a time where you would probably stay after school hours until the crisis was taken care of. But for the most part, you know, I want you to get out of there as soon as you can and not stay and just be overwhelmed with lots of work. So, time for your Dia de los Muertos. You go to the store that afternoon and buy whatever junk food you like to eat. Chocolate, potato chips, Coca-Cola, anything that are your comfort foods. If you have different comfort foods, that's fine. But take your comfort foods home and they're yours. So don't let your family go in there and get to snarfing on them, okay? So go in and call in your day. So you can either have a personal day or you can have a sub come in. Normally, whenever I would take a day, there was a thing that I could click on the sub finder that would say no substitute needed. And I would always just click no substitute needed because even if someone did come, they wouldn't know enough about what I do to be able to take on that responsibility. So I would just check off no, let everybody know I'm not going to be there. And then that night, as soon as I'm home from school with my junk food, I put on my PJs, okay? And then we're going to order a pizza for the family. If you've got a family, you can order pizza, yummy things for them. Nobody ever turns down pizza, and you don't have to cook, all right? And then they have to clean up all the pizza stuff, which is not very hard. Even a little kid can put napkins and stuff in there and throw it away. So go and do whatever at that point feels good to you. Put on your pajamas and get in bed. Watch some movies or, you know, if you like to read, do that. Or if you want to play some board games with your family, whatever. But after, you know, say you're going to take your day on Wednesday, Tuesday afternoon, you are already starting to do this unwind thing. So then the next day, everybody's gone to school, hopefully. Or if you have small children, go ahead and find someone who can keep them for you. And a lot of times you have to plan your Day of the Dead a little bit. But, you know, if you have small children, maybe have a friend take them for the day. And for the rest of the day, it is your day. So if you want to sleep in the whole day, sleep in the whole day. If you want to watch movies that, you know, you've been waiting to see or that you love, make popcorn, have that soda, and do not think about school. Don't think about it at all. Don't worry if everything is going well. Don't worry if the whole world is crashing around your school, because I promise you, when you go to school the next day, everyone's going to be like, oh, hey, we're glad you're back. And the school, guys, believe this, the school actually ran itself for a whole day without you being there. So that's something to think about, right? I am not so important that I cannot, you know, be missed for just a day. But anyway, on your day off, say that you want to go shopping for something nice. You want to go get your hair cut, if that's something, get a massage. I mean, these are your big things, but mostly on my days off, I just sit at home in my jammies and watch movies and eat junk food. And don't feel bad about it. Don't feel bad about it at all. don't, you know, I think a lot of people, especially us as women, that we put a lot of pressure on ourselves to be perfect and to always have everything together. If your house is a mess, you cannot clean it on Dios de los Muertos Day. This is not a day to get caught up with chores and bills and stuff like that. This is just your day to chill and to decompress. And then the next day when you go back to school, you will have more spoons of sugar to share around with other people. And another thing I like to think about Dios de los Muertos, I think to myself, if I, 10 years ago, if I think back, will I remember that I took off February 4th, 2016, and oh, I shouldn't have done that. 10 years from now, you're not even going to care, right? A month from now, you're not even going to care. So that is what I recommend to you. Now, if you see that you're having real problems, like your one day is not cutting it for you, and this does happen, then I would say take off, you know, at least 2 days, just so you can get some time for yourself. I also recommend that you keep a journal, not just on your days off, but just a journal for yourself. And this doesn't have to be a long, drawn out, you know, oh, this happened, or whatever. You can just write something simple, like, today this happened and I struggled with it. Or I'm really working on trying to do better on this in my personal life. Or I'm struggling in my marriage and I think I need to work with some different ideas or something like that to connect better with my kids. But keep that journal, and that's a place where you can write your things, your private thoughts, and get out some of that emotional energy. Now, I always recommend to students who are extremely needy or clingy to keep a journal, and we go back and forth with that journal and share what's inside of it. So think of it as you're giving yourself a technique tip that a counselor would give you is to do some journaling. I think physical exercise is always really helpful. I'm not a big health nut. I don't want to get up off the couch and go do stuff. But I think that going for a walk at least for 10 minutes or so, maybe 5 to 10 minutes. If you could take your dog with you, that's great. But just go for a walk and don't think about anything. Just try to kind of make your mind super mellow and just take that walk. And when you are walking, I like to take a camera with me because this helps me focus a little bit. I guess, I don't know, just for me, it helps me focus. And as I go on that walk, I try to take pictures of unusual things that stick out at me. Like one time someone had a gnome that was sitting in the garden, and I thought that was fun. Or I saw this cat that was sitting over in the street looking funny, so I took a picture of the cat. You know, just interesting things that you happen to see. And that makes you open your eyes a little bit to kind of look around you and see just nature in its beauty. And sometimes I just stand in awe of how absolutely gorgeous the world that we live in is, and how often we take that for granted by just not taking the time to be in nature. Or if you're, you know, if you're in a city, then maybe there's a park that you can go to and walk. But those are just some things that I think are good. If though you realize that you are being burnt out because your principal or the administration has put so much work on you that you couldn't possibly leave at 3:15 because they're expecting you to stay for 4 more parent conferences for the end of the day. And it's just like, I can't do it. I can't have all this stuff. I've got all this paperwork. I've got all this, all that. Then it's time to go and talk to your principal about the role of the school counselor. And a lot of times, principals, will try to put more administrative stuff on you, or they'll try to put you as head of every single committee in the whole world, and you can't do that. One person cannot do all those things. So that's when you need to go to your principal and have a list of things that are most important. You know, these are important, these are important, these are things that I really feel like I need to be focusing on. And say, how can you help me with this? How can we divvy it up among other teachers or other, you know, staff members so that I am not the one that is stuck doing all of this paperwork all the time, constantly. And hopefully your principal will be the kind of person that says, hey, you're right, you've got a lot on you and you're struggling and our school has so many kids or whatnot, and hopefully they'll help you figure something out. If though, after you've talked to them, things have not gotten better, I recommend that you go talk to your counseling supervisor and say, hey, wow, this stuff is going on. I can barely cope with it. I don't know what to do. Can you please give me some options or ways that I can, you know, work with my principal to get some ease, you know, to be able to kind of calm down and to deal with that. So right there, that's Dr. Moon's guide to taking some time off, getting yourself relaxed, and hopefully you'll take my advice, take that Dios de los Muertos day and enjoy it. And then I promise when you go back to school the next day, everything will be the same and everybody will be glad to see you.